Hi there, ladies. This is Monica Sawyer with BlissfulInvestor.com and Real Estate Investing for Women. I am out taking a walk and I thought I would do another journal entry. So ladies, if you're just listening in and the sound quality isn't perfect, please forgive me for that. I just needed some air. It's been one of those days. Anyway, so today, the thing that's been on my mind is patience. It has been just, you know, going through this new project. This is what happens, right? You get really excited. You hear about something really cool, and then you get really excited. In my case, I signed up immediately, right? I wanted to buy a house that first week. And then things happen. Real life happens, right? Like, there's been some complications with both of the properties that I wanted to buy. And I, just so you know what I'm talking about, this is with the Buyers Club, with Roger Blankenship. So anyway, so I wanted to buy one property and he recommended against it. It was kind of high risk. And then I wanted to buy another one, which is great. He highly recommended that one as being a better low risk first opportunity. So he recommended that. And then there were some issues with that one regarding sewer and water. And so we're still kind of waiting to hear back from the city regarding what that's going to look like. On the positive side, we caught all of this stuff, right, before I invested in the properties, and I love that. That's part of why I love working with Roger. You know, some people are like, we can do this on our own, right? But no, this is why we pay Roger, right, is because he knows all of this back-end stuff. He's dealing with all of the issues. I'm not dealing with anything. When I finally get that property, I know title is going to be clean. I know that it's going to be a good property for the strategy that he's talking about. But in the meantime, what that means is I have to wait and I want to buy a property and I want to get moving. And patience is definitely not one of my strong suits. So what am I doing? Well, first of all, the air outside is a lot better, as you can see as I'm walking along. So I'm taking many deep breaths. I'm grounding, right? I'm doing some grounding exercises and I'm just reminding myself that patience is a developed skill that is practiced by all the most successful people, right? You have to be patient to get the right contract. You have to be patient when you're negotiating something. You don't want to seem too eager, right? Could you imagine going into a negotiation and like being so eager that you'll just take whatever they give you? You can't do that in business, right? Well, we can't do that with this either. So I'm just reminding myself, smart business people are very, very patient. And good things come to those who wait, right? I also know that once we get this moving along, things are going to start to go much more quickly, right? Because I'm having to do a little bit of structuring stuff and there's some phone calls that need to be made. So all of that stuff is coming together. That's what happens when you're setting up a new business or a new project, right? So all of that stuff is coming together. And I just have to take deep breaths and be patient. So I just kind of wanted to share that with you. It's a real short journal today, but I just thought maybe we need some reminders on some of the smart strategies on running business. We don't often think about patience as being one of them. You know, the other thing is persistence. I was actually on a show recently, and it was actually Entrepreneurs on Fire. And one of the questions that they asked was, what is the key to success in real estate? And what I said was persistence. So it's the same idea, right? Be patient and be persistent. So I'm actually really, really good at the persistence piece, but this patience piece, oh my gosh, I still have to develop this skill. So anyways, remember, in order to be successful, patience and persistence, and of course, bliss, and take lots of deep breaths. I hope that was helpful, and nice to see you guys today on journal entry number 4. If anybody is interested at all in this project that I'm involved with Roger, just go to blissfulinvestor.com, BOR webinar replay. BOR is B-O-R. Webinar replay. So blissfulinvestor.com, BOR webinar replay. You can get a replay of the webinar that I did a couple weeks ago. Lots of good questions from you ladies, and then you can let me know if you have any additional questions. But in the meantime, thank you for spending these few minutes together with me while I was out taking my walk, and I'll see you soon. Bye.